This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Hide and Seek, James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice with you, 12 minutes past 9, and we are talking about Movember this hour.
That's right. Movember commenced in Melbourne in 2003, and 30 guys grew a mo.
30 guys?
30 guys grew a mo for men's health.
Motastic.
And what's that, 11 years? 11 years later, It's around the world, and joining us from Movember is the Asia-Pacific director, Jeremy McVean. Good evening.
Good evening, guys. How are you going?
Very well.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. You know, what, 10 days out from...
There's not much going on.
No!
I didn't realise, like, I lived in Europe for the last 2 years, and I saw people growing mows for Movember, and I was like, what? This is over here as well?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
You went global.
It's gone global. 21 countries. It's been an amazing thing. Homegrown, something I think as Australians we should be really proud of.
You know? Yeah.
Melburnians we should be proud of. Couple of guys, couple of mates having a quiet ale on Brunswick Street, telling stories about the comings and goings of fashion, and then they... Where's the moustache? We need to bring the moustache back, surely. One of their birthdays was in November, so They agreed, okay, let's do it. Let's do it in November. Have a party at the end of the month. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's call it Movember. from that, as you said, 30 guys grew a mo. Fast forward, over a decade.
It's probably one of the most successful ideas that a few blokes with some beers have actually followed through on.
It is when the creative juice, the juices are flowing, but then there was some action off the back of it. It's quite impressive.
Now, Movember is, of course, about changing the face of men's health.
Yes.
And you've got essentially three key target areas, is that right?
That's right. So it's all about the umbrella of men's health, as you say, but focusing on prostate cancer, testicular cancer and mental health as the three key areas that we look to address through funding.
Yeah. And so it's the concept is that guys grow a mo during Movember, and that they're all their mates and their family and friends donate money.
Yep.
And then that money then gets invested by Movember. Programs.
That's exactly right. So it's like the sponsorship of the Mo.
Yeah.
The gallant Mo Bros, as we call them, donate their face to Movember for 30 days, start the month clean shaven, and then grow their way to mustache glory over the month. And it is. It's a fantastic bonding, connecting thing, the kind of competition and mateship that comes with growing a Mo. And there's these really magical moments across the month where you'd be kind of walking up the street, you'll see someone with some hair on the upper lip.
Bum fluff.
Yeah, whatever. Depending on what time of month it is or how they go with the facial hair. And often there's a little kind of nod. Hey, how you doing?
It's like a brotherhood.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. That's part of it is the mateship that comes from, you know, people within workplaces or a bunch of friends getting together in teams or as individuals and growing, and my sisters getting behind them. And
Is that women who can grow a mo? I did see mo sisters here in your in the press release, and I was like, well, you know, fair go.
Yeah, if they can exist. We're very welcoming. Anyone's welcome to give it a go.
Yeah.
So my sisters can do basically everything that a mo bro can do, except grow a mo, unless they're particularly talented in that regard. So that's, they often captain teams and you know, giving permission to a mo bro in their life is often...
Yes, that is quite important.
Yes.
Having your other half walk around with a mo, sometimes, you know, it doesn't look great all the time.
It doesn't. No. And if you're not used to it, it can be terrible.
Yes. Pash rush, I guess, can also happen.
Exactly.
It can be arduous. A tough one for me. them giving the approval, the permission slip, is an important part of the process. And we have some fantastic, passionate mo sisters as part of, you know, part of the campaign to get on board every year. And some of them draw mos on or put on events, and it's awesome. So, they're a big part of it.
And one of the big things, I think, as you're indicating, is getting the conversation happening around health, men's health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is really, because I think Movember talk about, from what I've seen, you know, as you said, guys nodding to each other down the street, that can start a conversation.
Yeah, it's such a powerful thing. And as we all sort of know anecdotally, guys tend to be a little bit less on the front foot when it comes to taking their health seriously and taking action and having and being open and having conversations. So November's just a fantastic... the moustache is a great Trojan horse to that kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how quickly you go from a conversation of... what is that thing on your face? or you're looking a bit Ron Burgundy or kind of that kind of humour.
Yeah.
And then really quickly might go into a conversation about how prostate cancer might run in the family or, you know, any mental health challenges that someone might be facing. And it's amazing how quickly that happens.
When did the mental health aspect or the men's health aspect become involved in Movember? Was it from the beginning?
Almost from the beginning. Yeah. So where it's with back to the 30 guys, it was a joke. Yeah. It was 30 guys doing it for fun. And then in the second year, they said, let's do it again. And 450 guys grew a mo, but it was in that second year that prostate cancer became the area of focus. Because the guys just did research and said, look, there's not much talk about this prostate cancer thing in men's health compared to something like breast cancer. So for the first few years, the focus was prostate cancer. And then as the movement grew and as the fundraising grew, the opportunity it became for Movember to invest in more programs. And then mental health became part of the focus. And then since then, testicular cancer as well. So awesome to be able to spread the love a bit further.
Now, conversations in particular around mental health, as you said, are a big key part of Movember. And you've got a great new advocate on board this coming year, Mr. Nick Brax. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for coming in and joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
So why is Movember important for you?
Oh, I mean, it's a fantastic cause. I've done a lot of work in the mental health space. I've suffered from depression myself and, got to approach this year to get involved. I've never grown a mustache before, so...
Well, you already got the beard, so...
I got the beard. I don't think the mustache is going to suit me too well, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Is it going to be hard to shave off most of your face?
It'll be a bit difficult, but, you know, it's all for a good cause, so it's got to be done. So we'll see how it looks. But, I thought it a great cause to get behind. I'm excited to be doing my part for it this year and looking forward to seeing how it all goes. Yeah, raise a bit of awareness and I've got a few mates that are coming on board as well, so should be a bit of fun.
Now, it's not the first time that you've put your face out there for... you know, men's health issues. It's become quite close to your heart now, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I suffered from depression when I first finished it up at high school. I got involved in, doing a few talks initially for Beyond Blue and then Headspace. And yeah, it's something I've been doing work in some form in for probably 5 or 6 years now. And it is something that's close to my heart and something I'm passionate about doing my part for, because it is such a big issue, and it's something that, I mean, it affects almost everyone. Someone's going to know someone that is suffering from some sort of problem, some sort of mental health problem, and the more you talk about it, the more you realize that, you know, people have these things that they're stressed about and they might not know how to deal with it, or might not have the confidence or whatever it is to go and talk about it. And it's something that people should just be able to, you know, openly talk about and deal with, just like any other problem.
Yeah. I've actually really got to give you kudos for doing this, actually, like, and becoming a face, not just for, you know, for men's health, but also for young men's health as well. And the fact that you have really not turned yourself around, but I know a lot of people in the community are now saying, oh, you mean Nick Brack's dad? Like, you're not... It used to be the Premier's son, but now you're Nick Brack's and your dad is Nick Brack's dad. Like, that's how separate... that's how successful you've really... all how much work that you've done. And you know, to see that you're using your experience and your passion and turning it into your passion, rather, and now putting yourself in front of Movember, it's fantastic.
I mean, I don't know about the Nick Brack's dad thing, but
yeah, who?
I think he's achieved about, you know, 100 times more than what I have.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. But he's a great person to look up to. But, you know, like you said, it is something that I find rewarding, and I am genuinely passionate about doing something in this area, because I think, you know, more than ever, it's a problem, and it's something that people need awareness about and need to be open about.
Mm. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're speaking with Nick Brax and Jeremy McVean from Movember. If you want to get in touch, 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Now, Nick, can we just have a bit of a touch on some of your story? Because I think part of it, I think we all, for those who are old enough, you became into the spotlight fairly publicly several years ago. But I'm guessing that wasn't the first time for you that you were having to deal with some mental health issues.
Yeah, I mean, I'd finished up at school. I had been overseas, come back. I'd sort of, just lost direction. I felt like something wasn't right. Felt like I didn't really have anything I cared about or strived for, and dropped out of uni and just fell off the rails and started going out and abusing alcohol and didn't know what was wrong with me at the time and didn't know how to fix it. And it really took quite a long time until that was resolved and I worked out that I was suffering from depression. And again, to work through that process was another really big and very hard process. And you know, also being quite a shy person, naturally it was, there was a lot of things that I had to really sort of push to get over, and then monitoring that as well. And I mean, there's been, yeah, I had a lot of pretty bad incidents when it was happening. And you know, you move on from it and try and, just keep pushing forward. And I mean, it's something that I still have to monitor to this day. I think about things a lot, so, you know, I do a lot of meditation and that kind of thing, and that helps, and exercise and all that sort of thing. But it is something that, you know, it's a common thing for people. It's not, you know, and I think I'm probably one example of, you know, thousands upon thousands out there, yeah, of people who probably don't get the help they need and don't know how to get it.
And some of your mates, like, come up to you and said, I'm so glad that you've said something about this, because this is something that I've been going through, but I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, definitely. Mates, I've had, you know, just people that...
Plenty of randoms would, yeah.
A lot of random. I mean, I'll always enjoy, you know, going and talking at a school, and afterwards the kids will come up and have a chat and they'll open up once they're sort of one-on-one. And, you know, it's good to be able to have an open chat and make someone feel comfortable that they can, you know, open up and talk about whatever it is.
And sometimes it's easier to actually speak to someone that you don't know.
Mm. So who did you start speaking to, Nick? Who was your first...
I mean, I'd gotten to a point where I wasn't even talking to friends. I was locked away in my room. I couldn't leave the bedroom pretty much. And my mum actually pulled me aside and just said, you know, enough's enough. It had just gone on and on, and it wasn't stopping. So she got me seeing a psychologist, got working with her. And that was when I sort of worked out, you know, I was quite depressed, started sort of dealing with it, process step by step, I opened up to my best friend about it, and that sort of led me to talking to other people and eventually getting involved on a larger level.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And Jeremy from Movember, it must be great to have someone like Nick helping to face your campaign over the coming month.
He's in the room, but I've got to be... So, Nick's, as you've just seen, an amazing spokesperson in the way that he goes about talking about the mental health challenges he's faced, and also, importantly, like, the man looks bulletproof. So, and for him to stand there and talk in such a relatable way about the issues that he's faced and how he's gone about addressing them, it's a really good perspective, I think, for people to hear. And like you're saying, going to talk to kids at schools, and that's the stuff. He's such a guy I can imagine school kids looking up to and wanting to be like when they kind of leave school, and hearing about the way he's gone about it, I think is such a powerful message.
Joy 94.9.
And in the studio with us, Jeremy McVean, the Asia Pacific Director for Movember, and Nick Brax, who is the mental health advocate for Movember next month, this year, as well as many other things. You're a man of many talents.
He is.
Different faces.
That's right. No, no, you're right.
All right.
No, so Jeremy, so as we were saying before, concept is people grow their, men grow their mows, get their mates and families to donate to them, mm-hmm. and then you guys invest the funding into other projects.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So we, this year, or might be, well, at the moment, you're going prostate cancer,
testicular cancer,
mental health, and whereabouts, like, do you choose specific charities or research? Where, how does that get organised?
Okay, so there's a large program team as part of the Movember Foundation that work on what the priority areas are within those causes,
sure,
and the strategies to address those. Mm-hmm. So in prostate cancer, for example, we know that the testing isn't sufficient to be able to determine, once someone is diagnosed with prostate cancer, the level of aggression of that prostate cancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So only one area that we're in of the many is biomarker research, which is looking to determine. So hopefully one day we'll be able to say to a guy, look, you've got an aggressive form of prostate cancer, so therefore you should go for surgery. We should address this.
Yeah, because it's a little bit open at the moment, right?
It's really open. So we actually have no tests at the moment to determine how aggressive the prostate cancer is. And often people can live with prostate cancer and then they'll die from something else. And the appropriate action might be exist with the prostate cancer, because hopefully one day we'll be able to say, look, we know you've got the less aggressive form of prostate cancer.
Yeah.
So let's just do some active surveillance. Just keep an eye on this thing and keep you exercising and you should be okay, because there is a bit of an issue at the moment of over-treatment. Because as you can imagine, you're at a doctor. The doctor says,
oh, prostate cancer.
Yeah, you've got cancer. And so the natural reaction, and you hear people tell the story, as soon as you hear that word cancer or prostate cancer, almost you can't hear anything else. It's just all you've heard.
And then, so I guess a lot of people are getting their prostates removed when they don't really need to be, right?
That's right. And then there's a whole bunch of side effects that come off the back of that.
Well, yeah, my dad had prostate cancer and they removed it before it spread to the rest of the body. So he did need his removed.
Yep.
But then two of my uncles also, on the other side of the family, had prostate cancer, and one of them had it removed and the other one is having chemo, and they're both having... Oh, no, they're both having chemo. That's right. When one of them should have had it removed. It sounds like it's such... it's too so open-ended that it's like, well, we could try all these different things. And I was just, well, let's just flip a coin and see which one, you know, would be best, because they're all going to treat it somehow.
Mm, yep.
But we don't know which one exactly.
It's just really confusing. Yeah.
Professor Gary Dowsett from La Trobe Uni has been on Hide and Seek quite a few times talking about the study that he's doing. And that's, of course, a Movember Foundation-funded study that's being done for gay men in particular with prostate cancer. So, we know a little bit about what...
pretty important organ for us.
It is. Now, Movember also just announced... a week or two ago, an investment of $22 million in mental health across Australia. It's pretty big.
It is. It's really exciting.
$22 million, 8 projects funded.
The largest non-government investment in men's mental health in this country ever. So that's a really exciting thing to be able to do. I mean, as you say, invest in 8 priority programs, and like I was saying before, we look at what the strategy is to deal with the mental health issues faced in this country by blokes, and then invest with partners to attack those issues.
Now, also, I was having a look. The Movember website's got a list of all the things you fund, and have funded over time. And I was having a look. I mean, and Movember helped to fund for our community. Movember helped to fund the Private Lives 2 study, which is probably the biggest impactful study around gay men's health. It's in regards to was done by Arches at La Trobe Uni. The left-handed campaign that Beyond Blue did, you guys funded that one, talking about discrimination.
For left-handed people.
No. Using left-handed as an analogy for discrimination towards gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans people.
There was an investment of $858,000 behind that one.
Wow.
Yeah, so significantly invested in that, looking to remove some of that, increase the understanding, remove some of that discrimination to then hopefully have a positive impact on mental health, you know, depression, anxiety feeling.
And, as we said, Gary Dowsett research project, and there's a whole range of other research projects that you guys have funded, specifically targeting gay men, that I understand.
Absolutely. You've done your homework, yeah. So on the, well done. Very impressive. So on the Movember website, for anyone out there, there's a report card section which details all the programs. You've obviously been studying it. Because there's 800 of them in total, so lots of different projects that are tackling a variety of issues, and as you say... Mm. Some specifically looking to tackle the issues of for gay men. So it's great to be able to talk about them. And
Now, beards are in.
Yes, they
at
are.
The moment.
Facial hair is a great thing.
Facial hair is pretty big.
Very pro.
Is that going to? Do you think it's going to help or hinder the Movember this year?
Well, last time I did a head count on the street, I saw lots of faces that we could do with a mo. So, and as I said, facial hair, it's in.
Yeah.
We'll see, but we're pretty confident that there's a big upside for the mo still this country.
And it's an interesting point, but for our community in particular, the bear community is one where beards are essential to somebody's personal identity.
Yeah, it's a strong word.
People have said that to me. It's a matter of trying to. If you're wanting to support, then it's a matter of finding a mate who is doing Movember and supporting them.
That's exactly right.
Or getting the money to shave off the rest of your beard.
Or doing that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah, there we go. Reverse it.
Yeah, the beard sacrifice.
auction the beard.
Reveal the mo.
Yes.
Behind your beard.
Yeah.
There we go. There's a new marketing campaign.
Yeah, that's true.
Bam. I'll take my commission later.
Hide and seek.
You are on Joy 94.9. Hide and seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here, along with James Finlay. We are talking with Nick Brax and Jeremy from Movember. Nick, so apart from growing the mo, how do you reckon you're going to go in getting your mates to help support you?
Well, I've got a couple of mates that actually quite enjoy sporting a mustache, so it wasn't too hard to get them on board.
Good.
And then I've got a few others that weren't too game, so they're going to donate a bit of money. So, a bit of a mix.
And so... As you were saying before, your own story has helped them to have a chat around men's health. How is it for a younger guy nowadays? What do you think is happening at the younger guy's level? And are people being open and honest about how they're feeling around mental health or about other physical conditions?
I think maybe more so than in the past, but still probably. A lot of people aren't as well in that generation. I think people are probably have high expectations, and things like social media and all these devices out there are creating false perceptions about people, and you compare yourself to that, and it creates this whole psychological problem. So I think they want to talk about it, and they need to, but they also need to have the information and have that stigma broken down and all that sort of stuff as well.
As you've been saying, and as we've been talking about, and the purpose of Movember is about able to have those conversations and talk about these things, and growing a mo helps to do that.
Yeah, massively. I mean, I think it's a great fun way to get people talking about it and get people open and getting behind the cause. So I think it's fantastic.
Over the next kind of phase of Nick Brax's life, what are some of the goals that you'd really like to achieve when it comes to men's health?
I mean, just the same, stuff that I've been doing. I think going and talking in schools and talking to younger kids about just educating them about about the pitfalls and giving them the information and breaking down the stigma as much as possible. Mm. You know, as much of that as I can do. So I mean, it's something that, you know, I'll do probably one talk every month or so, and okay. I'd like to do more of that, more awareness work. And just whatever else I can get involved in. I mean, I've got my own sort of work I do as well, so mm-hmm. trying to combine the two is always hard, but as much as I can possibly do.
Is it feasible to do a talk about men's health in your underbracks?
It might be a unique audience for that one.
Probably down the lead or something.
there is a certain party happens in Melbourne at Melbourne Cup Eve called the Underwear Party, and... I'm sure you'd be
two
welcome.
Birds, one stone.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, James and I, we should admit that we
are sporting
the
underbracks tonight.
Yes. Oh, well, that's great to hear. Yeah. Very good.
Is that weird when people tell you that they're wearing your underwear?
A little bit. I mean, sounds a bit strange. I think a lot of my close mates really, I think they're still... coming to terms with the idea of having my name around their underwear.
Waste,
but
yeah.
I mean, they're good friends and they refuse to wear anything else now, but it's, I've probably forced them to, but it's a bit strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they are comfortable.
they are comfortable. I was thinking, now this could be really, really, really weird, but... We could get Nick to sign one pair.
Oh.
I was wondering why you had a marker.
And then we can auction them off.
Because someone's really going to want to buy our underwear.
But that's a good idea. For Movember.
Oh, yeah.
For Movember.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an idea.
We'll chat during break.
All right.
So Nick,
now your brain is just full of Nick Bragg's underwear. There we go.
So Nick, talking about mental health is, as you said, is critical to being able to get the conversations up and running, get the stigma out, get rid of the stigma, and to make sure people get help at the right time. So just remind our listeners about your own journey. You said, you know, talking to your parents was good, and then going out and getting help. What was one of the most rewarding parts of that process for you?
Working through it and just getting myself back on track.
Yeah.
It was probably a relief finding out that I was depressed, because then I had something I could deal with.
Yeah.
I guess you could say, That's what's going on.
Yeah, if you don't know what it is, you know, you don't know where to begin to try and fix a problem. So that was, working through that, and then gradually, you know, piecing things back together and getting myself busy again. That was rewarding. Mm-hmm. That was probably the most rewarding. But I think for anyone, it's just being able to take that step and talk to, whether it's a friend or your parents or a psychologist or whatever it is about the problem.
And also, you mentioned, of course, maintenance of your own health. Mm. So what are the things you do day-to-day nowadays or over a week that really help you out nowadays?
I think self-awareness is really important, and understanding mm-hmm. how your mind works and when you are sort of going down that negative slope and being able to monitor your thinking. For me, exercising is a huge one. I've always grown up being very active and do some form of exercise every day, whether it's in the gym or running. And
See that on Instagram quite a fair bit.
You see a few? Yeah, I do a few posts on running around the town or whatever it is.
Keep it up.
So, yeah.
Distracted him now.
That helps. I don't run around the town in my underwear, so...
No. Well, maybe put that up next week.
Yeah, I don't know. So exercise is a big one, but meditation as well.
Yeah.
Meditation, another massive one. I mean, I found that really changed my life, because it's all about making yourself present and living in the moment and training your mind to not think about, you know, the past or the future, just be in that present moment, which is hard. I mean, it's hard for anyone to do that in this day and age, just when we're all wanting to... There's all these pressures and, you know, it's hard to just focus on what you're currently doing.
Yeah. Was having the right kind of people around you important as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think having the right kind, you know, if you've got too many negative people around you, it's only going to make the problem worse. So mm-hmm. I think, yeah, having good friends that are supportive and you know, not judgmental and, mm-hmm. and all that sort of thing's, you know, massively important.
So, as we said, it's the 22nd of October today. We've yeah. got... Well, the 1st of November is a Saturday, it so Saturday is. Week is the first day of Movember. Nick, and so you're going to be doing Movember, of course.
I'm going to be doing Movember, so yeah, mm-hmm. like I said before, I'm a bit nervous. I don't think I'm going to look too good.
First of November, it's quite a thin line of Mo you've got.
Well,
up
yeah,
there,
I don't know. It's it is. This is about as
Mexican
as
thick looking.
As ever. That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. But, yeah.
Get out the tequila.
I mean, yeah,
Margaritaville, you'll be fine.
Do you know what I'm style sure. you're going to go for? What?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I have
different styles of Mo.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm open to suggestions. I'm thinking probably the standard sort of mustache, no. but
yeah. I was hoping you
I'm not going to go the handlebar.
Yeah, I don't think
that'll be too full on.
Yeah, no handlebars. Yeah, just stop at the edge of the mouth.
Well, some of the others, Jeremy.
There's a wisp.
What's
is
the
one
wisp?
Style?
It's oh, kind that's of the really thin
to,
one.
Yeah, off the air thin. Yeah. Off to the side.
And oh yeah.
The undercover brother is one of my favourites. It's kind of like the one I've got on now. It's like your 70s and 80s kind of. Detective Magnum PI style.
Yes, totally. Yeah, I see that now.
So, yeah, there's a whole range at Movember.com. So, if you want to pick out your weapon of choice, the Regent's another one, kind of very old school style moustache. But, yeah, check it out.
So, Jeremy, how do guys get involved?
So, it's really simple. Sign up at Movember.com. So, head to the website, hit sign up.
Yep.
Put in a few details, and within a minute or two, you're ready to roll.
And you can link it to your social media and stuff as well.
Absolutely. So we're on that on Movember.com, you set up with your MoSpace, as we call it, which is your
very good,
wonderful.
Yeah. So that's where the fundraising takes place. But as you say, then you can shoot an email to your teammates or just share it on Facebook yep. and upload Mo photo, Mo progress shots.
And so take regular photos.
Oh, yeah.
On the you know. Once you've clean shaved on the first day and regular progress.
My
ones.
Brother did Movember last year. Actually, he's done it for the last couple of years, but it's taken him the full month to actually get anything that resembles a Mo. So, you know, he's getting his month worth there.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I will be doing Movember as well. So you'll be able to, well, you'll be away for a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll
be in Thailand a bit.
When you get back, you'll be able to
Well,
see.
It won't take me very long.
No.
Well, all I have to do is get rid of the beard, yeah, and then I'm already halfway there.
And I'll kick off an account and see how we go. It's been I've done it before once, twice.
Good stuff. Okay. Yeah, so you're experienced in the game.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. My partner is not happy, but anyway, that's fine.
He'll get over it.
You're almost a mentor, I think, by the time you get to two or three, you can guide the rookies through.
So Movember.com
absolutely
is the site to go to. Sign up and keep an eye out on your own social media sites. For anyone else who you know is doing it.
So throughout the month, there'll be moustaches across the country, and Mo Bros and Mo Sisters no doubt will be calling out for donations, so people could get behind them would be greatly appreciative. The reason being is that the challenges that we're facing in men's health in the areas of prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health aren't going away.
No.
So our urgency to address them is increasing, so absolutely, the more people we can get signed up.
Who knows what other... causes will be added to Movember as it grows too.
Yeah, that's right. There's just so many priority programs that
no doubt you're swamped with, you know, help, calls for help throughout the year.
Absolutely. What we were talking about earlier, the mental health initiative where we've just funded 8 programs. We were overwhelmed. There was a submission process and absolutely overwhelmed by the institutions that were working together to form submissions for part of that process.
Fantastic.
So it's fantastic. Yeah. But it also shows a huge need and a lot of organisations working together to address those needs, but that needs funding.
And Nick, no doubt you'll be keeping everyone updated on your own social media networks about how you're going with your Mo.
I will be. I'll have regular updates on there and once I've decided what the mustache is. Yes, not too many underwear shots.
Oh, well, we can... Whatever. Do what you want. We don't care. I'm speaking for all the gays, by the way.
Maybe one.
Okay. Nick Brax, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
No, thanks for having me on here.
No worries.
And Jeremy, all the best for Movember.
Thank you.
And good luck. And yes, only a week and a half away.
Things are about to get very hairy, so my favourite time of the year. Thanks a lot for having us.
We'll be back to wrap it up right after this. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.